It's the Gracie Show 124.
124. What's up?
I am late today, dude.
We had a little delay, but hey, shit happens in life, you know?
Delayed as a motherfucker. Yeah, good stuff. So I'm all disheveled here. I just came into the studio fucking like a bat out of hell. So bear with us.
It's all right, it happens.
Our latest show start, Mr. Gracie.
Yes, that's okay. Hey, you know, we're at 124. We're going to have a late show start here and there.
That's right. Got to have some hiccups here and there. We've had a couple.
Hey.
I want to apologize to Brittany. That was completely my fault, Brittany. It was like not an emergency, but something along those lines came up that I couldn't get out of it. So I do apologize. What was that? I'm sorry.
Talk about Tiffany.
Oh, Tiffany. What did I say? Brittany?
Yes.
Hello. Hey now. Sorry.
It's all good.
Brain is just starting to work.
You said you're disheveled and out of it, so we're getting back into the into the flow here, man. Flow.
My bad, Tiff. My bad, Tiffany. So what's Gucci, man? So what's going on in political world? What did I miss over the week? Anything crazy going on?
Not so much political, but the great Rob Reiner is no longer with us in a tragic story. And, you know, I didn't agree with his politics, but he was an amazing actor and director. And I mean, the tragedy of what has happened to him and his wife is just unbelievable.
What is the tragedy? His death?
They were both stabbed to death by their son.
Oh my God.
Allegedly.
Okay, so I just saw that Rob Reiner was dead. I didn't hear that part of the story.
Yes, it was his. Apparently, it was his son who stabbed them and then slit their throats and killed them in their house.
Wow.
Yes.
Holy shit, dude.
And then they were discovered by the daughter. There's two sons and a daughter. So the daughter found them.
Wow. Where does your brain go immediately? Do you go like the parents abused this kid to the point where he murdered them or
no,
the kid
he was a known drug addict. He's had a history of 14 or 15 stints in rehab for heroin.
Wow.
And illness, and they had some big blow up two or three nights before that at Conan O'Brien's Christmas party. Apparently this is getting this off from TMZ.
Yeah.
And, I guess something spilled over into the house and boom.
Wow. So do they got the kid in lockup? I'm guessing he's got to go to court.
He's arrested. He's been booked. He's been charged with murder. Yes. Yep.
Oh, my God, dude. How old is he? No bail. Good. Oh, they got something right.
Right. I mean, L.A. city and county are actually doing something right. But, you know, this is a high profile case. So they got to do it right for this one.
Right. Yeah.
But I got to say. My man, Trump, I am not very happy with what he had to say about it.
Okay.
He made it completely political and just went at him. Like,
really?
Said he has TDS. Yeah, I was like, this. You got to be kidding me, dude. I mean, come on, man. I mean, Trump is Trump. I get it. But, you know, we just spent, after the Charlie Kirk thing, we spent this whole thing about, you know, honoring people that die on no matter what side it is.
Yeah.
And my man Trump has let me down on this, I gotta say.
Yeah.
So I'm not happy about it.
Well, good for you for calling it out too. And you're right. It is a Trump thing to do. He's gotta bring it full circle.
Now I agree with him that Rob Reiner had TDS, and that's fine, but it shouldn't be part of it. It's not the first statement that the president of the United States makes about a great filmmaker that's been killed, you know?
Yeah.
But murdered by his son. It's not a good look.
Wow, dude, that is so fucked up, man. So I meant to ask you, but I don't think I got it out. Do you know how old the kid was?
I believe he's 32.
32, my God. Yeah. So, wow, dude, that is fucking freaky, Bob.
Yes, so he's been, he's, like I said, 14 or 15 times in and out of rehab. He's been homeless due to drug use. I guess it's been a almost lifelong
battle.
Battle with him, and actually in one of his stints of being not on drugs, him and his father worked on a movie called I Am Charlie that was kind of based on his life, about a privileged kid from Brentwood that gets hooked on drugs and just goes off the fucking rail.
So he kind of took liberty, but didn't like put the kid's name in it or anything.
Well, it was written and worked on by both of them. Yeah. So just called wow. not really a biopic, but sort of about him.
That's fucking absurd, man. I mean, it's just like, what the hell comes into your brain to fucking kill your parents, man?
Right. And both of them. Like,
right.
What was the rage? Like, you know, I mean, maybe I see you get an argument, maybe you pick up a knife, stab your dad or something, but then you finish it all by killing them both. Like,
right.
What the fuck, man? That is insane.
That's why I went to the, like, was there some history we don't know about? Because you would think after he got past that rage and killed one of them, he would have snapped out of it and not went after the other one.
Yeah.
Wow. So I guess there's going to be a lot of shit that they're going to, you know, be coming out, you know, over, you know, details about it and whatnot.
Oh, yeah. It'll be interesting. Yeah. I guess Billy Crystal also, was a close family friend because Harry met Sally. I mean, Rob Reiner directed so many great movies. I mean,
yeah.
Go through the friggin' list, but Billy Crystal, the daughter called right after she called the police, after she found the body, she called Billy Crystal. Billy Crystal got there before the police did, so he actually saw.
Come on. Carnage.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, nuts. The ball's on Billy Crystal, though. I mean, to go into a murder scene, like, did he know that the kid possibly did it? Or did the daughter just call and say, hey, my parents are dead? And then he ran over like Superman and was
like, I'm not sure if anybody knew at that point, but I'm not sure. I have no idea.
Wow. And now yeah. Here's where I go, Chad. I think Michael Keaton did it. Or Billy Crystal. Billy Crystal. I'm sorry. Billy Crystal did it. And,
on the sun.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Come on now. Go with me here. You never know. Yeah. Imagine that though. That's the defense's theory.
Sure. That would be interesting. Yeah. It wasn't actually Nick here. Yeah. It's freaking nuts, man. It's just all very sad. I mean, you know, Rob Reiner was 78 years old, brilliant director. And I was just thinking, you know, like you make it that far in life with that kind of success and then you die at the hands of one of your children.
Yeah.
In a brutal fashion. Like, Jesus, man. It's just fucking sad and tragic.
And did he have, I know you said the daughter, but did he have other kids besides the two that you mentioned?
Two sons and a daughter. There's another son as well. Yeah.
God damn. That whole family is fucked now. And then, you know, of course, the siblings are upset about their parents and stuff, but now their brother's going to jail and stuff like that. Not that, you know, of course they want him to, but it's just like, it fucked up the family in so many ways.
Oh my God. Man. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Family destroyed, just obliterated. It's fucking sad.
And it was probably a kid that had everything handed to him, you know, like the father, they probably set him up pretty.
I mean, grew up in Brentwood, privileged life, son of Rob Reiner. I mean, yeah, somehow got hooked on heroin. I haven't heard about like how he got hooked on heroin originally, but you know, obviously it's been not a great journey.
No, one hell of a ride. I was excited to have Tiffany on because I'm trying to figure out what the hell is going on in TikTok and in these lives and stuff like that. I never catch one like straight from the get, like when it starts. So okay. It's like I come in kind of halfway through and I don't know if like there's different themes and all this stuff. So I was going to try to get it from the horse's mouth and see like what's all the lives are about over there.
Well, I mean, I have a little bit of knowledge of it. I mean, it's just, you know, just get on there and talk and then you do the battles and the battles are just basically you invite in either someone you know or someone you don't know. You can just pick random people.
Well, that's my question. So the battle then, are you actually battling something or like, are you supposed to be doing something to battle?
No, generally you're just talking to each other. I mean, people just have conversations. Sometimes people will go at each other in actual battles. Like I've seen political ones like left and right, that kind of stuff on TikTok.
Oh, that's cool.
But generally, it's just, you know, you're sitting there talking to somebody that maybe you know, and you can have multiple people in it, too. It's just not two people. But what happens is your team gives you, you know, it's the battle is your teams have to put up the coins to make you win. So,
okay.
But it's really, I mean, you know, TikTok is just funny like that. There's not anything really in it for the fans, your followers that are putting up the coin to make you win. You don't really, the only person that really wins is the host getting the coins. You know?
Right.
So it's TikTok is just, that's how TikTok is. It's wild, man. It's a wild place.
I guess it's just the engagement with the fans. Like they're getting shout outs as they're getting stuff. So I'm wondering, so I guess, so it seems though, if you have more fans, then you're probably going to win the battle. But if you're actually doing stuff in the battle and one person is better in the battle, maybe their followers start throwing coins.
It's not
over
always, it's not always about the amount of people in your room. It's just like the size of the gifters in your room, you know?
Oh,
a
true.
A lot of people like to snipe at the end and, you know, they'll let it go and then they'll throw in the big coins right before the timer's up on the battle. And then you can do it again. You can go again if you want to go. You can do it multiple times. You just keep
going. With the same person.
Yeah, there's a time limit. There's like a 3-minute time limit, I think. And then you can, if you choose to do it again, you can start another one. Go again.
I keep going double or nothing until I get back to hole.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God. Wow. So yeah, that seems like it could be a fun thing to do. But I was worried about, like, you know, you go on and then all of a sudden somebody's got 100,000 followers and then you got, you know, 1,000 and then
that happens. Sudden, absolutely. Yeah. You get crushed, but whatever. It's, you know,
yeah.
I mean, I've done battles, but you know, I have mostly what come into my room is this live fan. So they're asking me questions. Every time I go into a battle, everybody fucking rolls out. So it's just like one or two people in there giving me like 50 coins. I'm like, well, I'm not, whatever. I've never won a battle.
Really?
No.
You gotta get a drum circle battle and then get it going.
I gotta keep building followers and I don't know. It's an interesting place. I'm doing it more to recruit for the for Think Cloud and stuff.
Yeah.
But it'd be nice. I was like, there's gotta be like this freaking live MILFy rich girl out there somewhere on TikTok that finds me and starts giving me big coins. It's like, come on.
Come on now. come on, sugar mama. We know you're out there, sugar coiner. It's kind of cool. I just kind of was wondering like what it was all about, because I've seen some like Twitches like live streams and it's like usually based on games and stuff like that. And then I come in the middle of these and I'm like, I don't know where the point is and stuff like that. But I guess it's just kind of what you said.
One creator that, I mean, some people do they do fucking shit tons. It's ridiculous. We have this one creator who does like 4 or 5 million coins a month. It's crazy, dude.
Like receives?
Sometimes more. Yes. He does battles. He's just this guy that, I mean, he has like 4 million followers, but that's not necessarily the tell in how much you can make, but it just has all these big followers that throw big coins at him. And he made like, I don't know, 90 grand 1 month.
Wow.
From just battling, just going.
That's
on
awesome.
And battling. It's amazing.
And do people, so can people get alerted to you being live in this battle that aren't even following either one of the people in the battle? Like, does it?
Sometimes this goes on the people's, you know, pops into people's For You page.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So that can happen. Yes.
Yeah. I got to hang out on TikTok a little bit, you know.
Roam the streets of TikTok, as they say. Yes.
There's just so many avenues, and then you get, you know, I always just kind of go on to post our stuff and do whatever, and then you could just get lost, you know, talking to people on there and stuff.
The way, you know, the way Bill Hines is really what got us all started on this. He, you know, Bill, he's very curious about things, so he just got on TikTok and then just started. He figured out the whole gifting thing and the whole coin thing, so he just bought a bunch of coins and started going into people's room. Just laying down coins, not like huge amounts of money, but like, you know, 1,000 coins or whatever. And people are like, oh, thank you. The thrill. And he just started gaining followers and followers and, you know, learn the whole thing that way.
I like
so
it.
If you want to go find followers, you just basically go out there and roam the streets and roll into people's pages. And if they're live, go on their lives and start say, hey, what's up? I'm so-and-so and here's a gift. Yada, yada, yada.
Nice. I'd love to see Bill on one of those battles. See how he is on there.
Oh, again, it's just he just talks to people. He's just talking.
And but then, if people don't know him, you know, he could say something from left field, and you're like, wait a second, there. You know, Bill can. Sure. Yeah,
that can happen. And if someone doesn't disrespect him, he's gonna go at him for sure.
Oh, he's gonna go. Yeah,
you know,
gotta
Bill.
Love it. Yeah, good old Billy boy. But that's cool though. Does he have his kids on TikTok? Is his daughters on there and stuff?
I don't know if his daughter's on TikTok. I'm not sure.
They're all
my
just,
son is.
Is he doing stuff on there or just kind of scrolling?
Nah, he just goes on and scrolls. Not even doing anything.
a lot of people, I think, do that.
Yeah. Like, but yeah, he has his car now. He needs a job. I'm like, I should recruit him into the agency and get him working.
Totally. That's a really good idea. I always say the hospitality industry. I love that from being young. I started off, I think, as a busboy, then serving, bartending, all that stuff.
Busboy. Yeah, I did busboy. Worked in the kitchen.
You did?
Yeah, all everyone in the band worked in the kitchen at this place called Grand Falloons in York.
Back in the
day. After we got signed, we still worked there.
Get out of here.
Until we made our first record, yeah.
Oh, wow. Is Grand Falloons still in York?
It is, yeah. It's still there.
Rock on.
Still there, yeah. Like on Monday nights, it would be me, Ed, and Chad in the kitchen. And so Ed would be like the front kitchen manager, and he'd like take the orders and then start prepping like salads and shit. And then either Chad or I would be on the grill fryer. So I'd be like the cook, or Chad would be the cook, and someone would be dishwashing. Wow. So yeah.
See the guys from Live slinging burgers and stuff.
Yeah, dude. It was us, and we, you know, Monday nights were usually slow, but we would sometimes get like these rushes, and we would just be back there fucking around. And waiters and waitresses coming and go, I need my food. And we're like, yeah, whatever. We'll get it to you. Take it easy.
Did you guys get to munch the food for free, or did they give you some?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
We'd make lobster tails and steaks and shit. Like, go in the fridge and be like, cook it up. I spent hours trying to make fucking, deep fried ice cream.
Oh, shit. That's a thing.
That out.
I was gonna say how can they do that, because I feel like it's going to melt.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't either.
I spent hours on it in that restaurant trying to figure it out. Never did.
Like the frozen hot chocolate, I get because you could freeze the hot chocolate, but the I just never have seen it or like been around it to kind of get my eye around it to figure out what's going on. But they
I've since learned you have to have the ice cream like obviously really, really cold.
Yeah.
And the fryer really hot, so it cooks really fast. The coating on it has to be super thick batter. But I can never get it to work.
Dude, I mean, just anything fried is amazing. And then ice cream on its own is amazing. Oh, yeah. So if you could fry that, get some batter on there, let's go. Yeah.
There's a place in New York called El Serrano that serves that deep fried ice cream.
El Serrano's.
Yeah. It's really good, but yeah, could never fucking get it. I could never figure it out in Grand Falloon's kitchen.
If I get into it, we'll have to change the name of this show to the Gracious 200 Pounders or something.
There you go. Yes.
Cause I could fucking,
I don't want to, now we're talking about food. I'm fasting until Friday. So it's my second day. Yeah.
That's a long fast. Did you just start it today?
I started yesterday.
Wow.
I started Sunday night. So. God. I stopped eating Sunday night.
Are you going to be available for the show next week? You might be whittled down to nothing.
Well, I lost 3 pounds yesterday.
Nice.
No, I just wanted to kind of do is reset my system for the holidays so I can eat whatever the fuck I want, you know?
So you're just doing water and tea?
Water, tea, maybe coffee, and then I'll do like some bone broth or some chicken broth if I get really hungry.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the most I've ever done, I believe, is like 48 hours and then I'm famished.
Yeah, I've done 4 days. And this will be, I'm going to eat Friday evening, I think, if I can make it. I think I can.
They say after 24 hours, like some really good healing properties come in. But after the 72 hour mark, like your body, like inflammation is gone. Mm-hmm. You're in full ketosis. There's like a bunch of really good things that go on if you hit that 72 hour mark.
And, you know, your body's allowed to heal the things that need healed because your body spends a lot of energy processing food, like digesting food. And so once your digestion system is turned off, basically, because you're not eating, you know, all that energy goes to fixing everything in your body. Yeah.
Yeah. It's so crazy how the body works. I mean, it really is like a car with all the parts and everything having to work like kind of symbiotically and stuff like that.
Well, it goes back to, you know, ancient times when food was scarce. You didn't have abundant food around all the time. So people would go days and days without eating.
Yeah. Speaking of eating, Chad, mm-hmm. I want to ask you this because I've heard it a couple times from I don't think actually from a cannibal, but just about but just about cannibalism. No, they say that once you have the taste of human flesh, you crave it because it's so good. Like, it's like you like, you know, you need it type of deal.
Interesting.
Huh. Yeah, that's what I said. Because if you think about it, it almost seems like these people that do, like the cannibals, like they do seem to be addicted to it or something.
I think it is oftentimes it's part of their, I don't know if you want to call it religion or beliefs, I guess, to eat other human beings because you get power from it. But yeah, Bobby's saying adrenochrome. There you go. Yeah. But I mean, listen, I don't know. It's just so taboo. I would never even fucking try it, even think about it.
No. You know. Yeah.
But what was I going to say? Oh, there are plenty of, you know, different animals that eat themselves. I just saw Joe Rogan talk about bears, like a bear will eat any fucking bear. They'll fucking, they're complete cannibals, all of them.
Right. I heard he was saying a human touched a cub or something, and then the mother, the father went to eat the cub, the mother scared it off.
The father killed it, and he was going to eat it, and then the mother scared it off, and then ate the fucking cub.
Wow.
Her cub, like, yeah. See ya, down.
Insane. Like, that's wild. I wonder why she didn't just let the dude finish the job. Like, did she think she was going to save the kid and then hop in? And then was like, oh, that's, I mean, that's just, wow. That's, you know, that's a bear. That's the cold heart.
And I think if you eat human flesh, you can get prion's disease, some brain infection. I think that's what it's called. Bobby, look that up.
I think these are the things they come up with so you don't do the things. Like, I think you could probably bang, you know, people in your family and have kids and they're not retarded, but they had to say that so people didn't. You know what I'm saying? So there wasn't cousin fuckers all over the place.
Right.
And then they're like, yeah, if you eat humans, my God, you're going to fucking get some crazy, you know, brain disease.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just to deter.
Deter. That's what was so fascinating about that Argentine soccer team. It crashed in the fucking in the Andes,
mm-hmm.
and they started eating each other because they didn't have any other food.
Yeah,
crazy.
That is. See now,
and the Donner Party as well.
Donner Party of one.
Yes.
We'll see now. In that scenario, I think maybe I could do it. But here's where my brain goes crazy. I don't think I could eat like raw fish if I needed to, just like for survival. But I might
you
be able to eat.
Oh, you don't eat sushi? Bar.
I do, but like it's got to be doused in, you know, wasabi and soy sauce, and I even put the ginger on it. I don't use it as a palate cleaner. Like I just load it up.
You're one of those guys. Got it.
Yeah.
Nah, it's I love sushi, so I've eaten raw fish right out of the fucking ocean.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
On a boat.
Wow. I mean, I would love to. I don't know. I have a hard time with like just regular fish. Like I'm a good shellfish eater, mm-hmm. but if it's just like a regular flaky fish, I'm starting to get into it a little bit more as I get older, but I don't know. Got some weird things in like, my brain
like as a kid.
I do like oysters.
Raw oysters, yeah. Have you ever had steak tartare?
Yes.
I love
that. And that's
that.
Good. But even with the oysters, Chad, I think I'm more into the cocktail sauce and Tabasco and lemon. You know what I'm saying? Because I got them loaded up.
I don't do cocktail sauce. I do a little Tabasco, maybe a little lemon. But
no
yes.
cocktail.
Nah.
You are a baller.
Oh, dude. Crabs raw? I've never done crabs raw. They're, well,
crabs raw? Yeah. Can you do that?
I don't know if you can. I was just thinking, like, I love blue crab hand rolls, but that's cooked.
Yeah. But, oh, yeah. Those, any crab roll that's cooked is yum.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Bobby says, no, not raw.
Not raw.
But that's like in Castaway when he tries to eat that raw crab and it's just like jello, like that viscous fluid coming out of it because you gotta cook it.
I, glad you finished cock. What is that?
Cock with tail.
Cock
John.
With tail, John. There we go. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know how you would, you know, try to eat a crab. Because you, like you said, there, it's like kind of like before it's cooked, it's like kind of gooey in there. And
yeah,
I don't know what's going on.
No, thanks.
No, thank you. But crabs cooked, man. Let's go all day, every day.
People will boil and drink book binders to help. Oh, yeah. like leather from the bookbinder. Jason, is that what you're talking about? Yeah, people would eat their fucking shoes and shit if they got, you know, their leather shoes if they got too desperate.
Well, yeah. I mean, at one point it was like...
Jason's mom's Korean and eats raw crab. I've never... Okay. I guess you can eat raw crab.
Yeah, I guess maybe we're just... it seems like you could eat anything raw, but maybe just things don't taste that good raw.
Yeah. I'll leave it up to the Asians to eat raw crab. Chinese markets, dude. The plethora of shit that's in there that they eat is just nuts, including dogs and cats, but yeah.
Bats, dogs, cats, fucking snakes, like whatever.
I'm saying Chinese, Jason, not not Koreans. Maybe they do, I don't know, but
I'm sure North Koreans do. I mean, they'll eat whatever the fuck they can, right? They're starving, that country.
Yeah. They'll eat shoe leather for sure.
100%. That's crazy though, North Korea. I mean, families rat on each other like a mother will rat on her son, like he's not showing ultimate love to the supreme leader.
God. I think anybody that wants to be that thinks socialism is a good idea needs to be shipped to North Korea.
Yeah.
Here you go. Go check it out, motherfucker. Have fun.
But the crazy thing is like you don't even need to be shipped there. You could just know what's happening over there. Like, people go missing. They don't even look for them because they're just like, okay, they're murdered.
Well, crazy. But it, these fucking kids who don't know anything about history and choose not to, I guess, they think socialism is a good idea. It's like that is always what happens. What North Korea is what happens with socialism every fucking time. It's history.
Why did we let them?
They can see that, but they always go, oh, no, that's not. They didn't do it right. They're just like, oh, they didn't do socialism right. It's like, oh, okay. Yeah, got it.
Yeah.
So fucking funny. But there was just some vote in the House to I don't know, ban socialism or not ever enact socialism in the United States. I just saw this. And 98 Democrat congressmen, women, voted against it.
So wait, they voted. So the bill was put forth to make sure there was no socialist ideals in our government.
Yeah, something to ban socialism from ever being instituted in America. I don't know exactly what it was, but I just saw this. I have to go find the fucking clip.
And but 98 people
Democrats voted against it. Yeah.
Well, I hear
because that's what's taking over the Democrat Party as a socialist. You know, that's the radical socialists are what's taking over the party.
Well, I hear Rogan kind of say it all the time, and I really never thought about it till I heard him say it. Like, we do have some socialized programs, like the fire department and stuff like that. Like, I didn't realize that was like a form of it.
Right. Socialized services. What was it, Jimmy Carr, the comedian? He's like, he did this great thing. His woman yelled at him something about communism or socialism from the audience, and he's like, okay, listen. Yeah, he's an English comedian. He's really funny. I'm sure you know who Jimmy Carr is, right?
Yeah.
So he's like, in your house, you are a communist. You are the dictator as the father. Like, everyone fucking does this, and everyone has what they have to do, and everyone has a little spot. That's
right.
Communism. You get out and into your community, you're a socialist. Like, oh, yeah, they'll help my neighbor and do this and make sure everyone's standing up. When you get to nation states, fuck off. Like, it's just like, no, fuck everybody. It's like, you gotta be at a different form of government. So I guess his point was like on a mass scale, socialism or communism always leads to dictatorship and the elites having all of the benefits and the normal citizens get shit.
Right.
Always happens every time.
Well, when I was hearing Elon on Rogan, he was basically saying that his version of AI, like the best case scenario is universal high income.
Yes.
For everybody. Mm-hmm. And basically communism is universal low income for everybody. So it just keeps everybody like they have just enough to fucking eke by.
Right.
And so he goes, he said basically, so this would be a way that communism actually works, but it worked through capitalism to get there. So it was like a capitalistic society created like the communist society because you have that universal high income, not low, like most communism.
Everybody has abundance and that's fine. But there's always the problem is it's just human nature. Somebody somehow is going to try to get more or get more control or have more than everybody else.
Yep.
You know, That's the problem. It's human nature. Now, if human nature is being, I don't know, what is subverted or controlled by AI, if AI is making, if AI becomes like the government, where they're making decisions based on rational, you know, that they're not making decisions based on money or trying to gain power. They're just making rational decisions for the betterment of the society.
Right.
And then everyone has universal high income. Like, maybe that could work. That would be a beautiful thing.
Totally. But here was my question. So when Elon's like explaining this and like the universal high income comes out, I wasn't like aware of who is actually paying that high income. Is it the government paying it? And if so, are they then in control of the AI? Because if the AI takes over and basically gets rid of all the jobs, if that's done by private companies, they're not going to want to share that kitty. But if the government does it, then they'll be like, okay, well, here we could dole out all the money, blah, 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 blah.
Unfortunately, like Joe didn't ask enough questions to get into those kind of details about it.
So yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It would be fun to pick Elon's brain about that.
Totally would, because I'm on board for that. I mean, if you could give people enough money to thrive on and then they could focus on, you know, whatever hobbies and stuff they want, great. But right. I just don't understand how that would work. And does that only work for America or is that worldwide then at that point? No. Like, you know,
it's a great question, but I mean, I guess part of his theory is that, and it's if AI goes the right path, not, you know,
right,
the take over the world and fucking destroy all humans path. But
well, that was best case scenario. It wasn't even if it right. went, yeah, it was like best
case scenario. But I guess that it'll, you know, in theory, AI will produce so much fucking wealth, and I don't know exactly how or what how that would be, but it would produce so much wealth that everybody would have lots of money.
It makes sense. It's just that the AI that's making all that wealth, the person who controls it would have to be, you know, divvying up that money. So I don't know how that works. Like if it's done privately, if does the government just come in and say, hey, you're too big to fucking have all this money? We're spreading it around.
I don't know. It's a good question.
You know?
Tis a good question.
Yeah, and I wonder why Joe didn't ask. Maybe because it's too early for that conversation. Like, that's where you want it to go to, but the physicalities of getting there is still got to be worked out.
Right.
And, you know, God forbid China gets it first.
There's that. I mean, you know, there's all different kinds of AIs, but, I mean, the AI that they're talking about is, you know, I guess the more powerful version of it that's everyone's trying to get to, including China and us.
Yeah. And then
you know who was a great guest on Rogan was the CEO of NVIDIA.
Yeah.
That was a great interview. That guy's awesome.
Totally. I heard something about NVIDIA before that guy was on there that almost their valuation is BS, and I'm going to fuck up the story, but it had something to do with like like they basically ordered their own chips. So like they were like something like that. I got to look into it further, but I remember like a couple of days before he was on Rogan reading that, like basically they did some kind of thing where they were like trying to buy their own chips and putting in these big orders. I don't know. I got to check it out.
Okay. I haven't heard about that, but it's plausible.
Could be. But yeah, man, quantum computing coming up pretty soon, dude.
Yeah, well, is that the big precipice? Like quantum computing combined with AI? Is that what we're all talking about? I think
so.
Yeah, because that's when it's going to be nuts.
That's when it'll have enough speed and power to do whatever the heck it needs to do.
Bobby says yes.
Yeah. And someone says,
who is Elon? Are they being
Grant
funny?
Sheehan, Elon. And I think kind of what they're talking about, I think Google is like the leader of quantum chips at the moment. I'm not sure on that either.
Of course. Why not?
Yeah. Well, what company would you like out of all the companies that are out right now, what company would you be like, okay, I trust these guys to kind of handle AI and quantum computing the best?
I that are doing it or just in theory?
In theory, just any. It oh, could I, be would, fucking I would Hollister.
Like Elon to be in control of it. Because I think he was saying that Grok is the most, right now, the most pure AI out yeah. there because it hasn't been fucked with like, you know, ChatGPT or the Google AI. Like, you know, I think it was the Google AI that was like, you know, show us the founding fathers, and they're using DEI and fucking in this bullshit. Like, oh, it's a bunch of black women.
Yeah.
George Washington that were the founding black. Fathers. Like, what are you talking about?
Crazy. Literally rewriting history.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Which is nuts, man. I mean, if you want to like make up theories on shit that hasn't happened yet, but when it's already happened, you can't change the facts.
No, it's crazy. And they do like show Nazi soldiers, and it would show like Chinese person, and it's a Nazi yeah. soldier. It's like, what are you doing? Not everything's DEI.
No.
Nothing should like, be DEI, by the way.
right. And but I mean, that's just so egregious, man. It's like, why would you? I mean, you're changing shit to fucking fit a narrative that is false. Mm-hmm. And they're proven.
Yeah, well. That's what the left likes to do.
But think about it. I mean, if they muddy the water and cloudy it so much, in 30 years, you know, you could start making George Washington black. You know, if all the yeah. books and everything say it going forward.
Oh, then it would be true. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is it? That's some quote I heard. The guys, history is just a bunch of lies that everyone agrees on.
Yeah, true. It's so true.
It's necessarily true, but yeah, it's. And I think in a lot of cases it is, but who knows?
Yeah. Well, I mean, any where the good publisher gets the stuff out first, and then that's like the lead narrative. But you got to wonder too, like, does Germany, like, when they're teaching their kids, do they teach their kids like how horrible Germany was during World War II, or like, do they kind of, you know, maybe subdue it a little bit and not tell the full gamut.
Oh, you mean like Germany today? I don't know. I mean, they have strict laws against Nazi symbols and talking about that and stuff like that. So true. Maybe they don't. I'm sure they probably teach something in school about it. I would hope.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, don't do this.
Don't be this guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Supposedly, Osama bin Laden and Hitler are on an island somewhere partying together, dude.
They're chilling, baby.
That's what I'm hearing. With Bobby. Bobby's got footage.
With Epstein. They're all on the island.
Right. Dude. Yeah, man. I mean, well, that guy, Michael, the doctor from HBO that did it, he actually did an autopsy on Jeffrey Epstein. So that's why Michael I think Bob. Maybe, yeah, that's why I think maybe he is dead. But, I mean, a lot of people would want that guy squirreled away, locked up somewhere, and like...
Oh, yeah.
Because what I was kind of, in the beginning of this, when he was arrested and stuff, like, I was told that he had, like, almost like kill switches. Like, if he does go to jail, like, these videos will come out.
Dead
and
man blah, switches, blah. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And none of that's come out, but supposedly Ghislaine has them in her back pocket. Who knows? Oh, Chad, so you see the fucking, how dirty are these fucking libs, bro? They put out these pics from Epstein's, you know, the cachet of pictures, and they black out all the hot 20 and 22-year-olds that Trump is with. Yeah.
Yeah, so you think they're young. Like Hawaiian Tropics or some kind of models at Mar-a-Lago. It's just a picture of him. So they black out all the faces of the girls and try to insinuate that they're all underage.
Yep.
And they were not. As they do. And it's they did the same thing with that Virginia Guffrey, quote. They blacked out her name. And I was like, why are you doing that?
Right.
Oh, because you want to make Trump look bad. Yeah, I just had a friend of mine just today, he put up something about what Trump said about Rob Reiner, which I thought was atrocious, like I said. But in the little thing, it said, you know, 34 count felon and best friend, BFF of Epstein. I'm like, BFF of, like, what the fuck are you doing? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Like, if you actually go and fucking look at real fucking, you know, facts, you'll see he was not the BFF of Epstein. Yeah, no. They were friendly for a little while until he started fucking around with the underage girls, until Epstein tried to pick up underage girls at Mar-a-Lago, and he fucking kicked them the fuck out of there.
Yep.
Now, and it's the Democrats them. That after he was friggin' convicted of whatever he was, pedophilia, that still took meetings with him and took money from him.
Yeah.
The Democrats. Do you have anything to say about that? And it was under Trump's reign where he got arrested and put into custody.
Hello.
BFFs? I mean, come on, man. It's like, Jesus Christ, stop with this.
And I get if it was like 5 years ago, 10 years ago, like it took longer for the real story to come out. But they're now like, as soon as they put it out, they're like, no, here's the real picture with the faces, you know, in there.
They still try to do the same dumb shit. And it's just like, do you not understand that this is, well, I guess all they try to do is just get that headline out and get their,
right.
You know, the useful idiots that just watch their headlines and go, oh, there he is. We got him. And that's what they want. They just want that hit. No one comes back and corrects it, except for the right's always like, nope, here's the real picture. Here's what we show you. And I guess a lot of the people on that side don't see it or don't want to see it. That's what I always say. Do you know or do you not know? Because if you know, you're just a piece of shit for believing it. Right. And if you don't know, you're just willfully ignorant.
But like, you're like way too willfully ignorant at this point. Like, come on now.
Well, with Mr. Trump, they want to be willfully ignorant. They don't want to hear anything that could possibly show him in any kind of positive light at all. It's the same thing what's going on with the drug boats and the media. All these questions. Oh, you're taking out these boats, and this is, you know, you're violating human rights, and this is war crimes, blah blah blah. It's like, did you pay attention to what Obama did in his office with the amount of friggin' people that he killed with drone strikes? Did you pay attention to that? Terrorists. Now you're upset because it's in our hemisphere, but you literally, like, just in 2024 alone, 70,000 people died of fentanyl. 70,000 people in 2024 alone died from fentanyl.
Crazy.
From these fucking piece of shit narco terrorists bringing this shit into our country. And now you're complaining that we're taking them out in their boats. They know that they're going to get, they know there's a possibility they're going to get taken out. They're still running these boats trying to get the drugs in here. We're taking them out. And you're all, you know, moral superiority about it. It's like, did you care? I mean, Obama literally killed U.S. citizens with drone strikes in foreign countries.
Right.
Where's your due process there, people? Any word on that? Because you don't hear any of them talking about that.
Right.
It's just crazy.
It is nuts, man. And it's just kind of crazy that, like, it seems like they could have stopped the, you know, influx of drugs like a long time ago. With these, and it's crazy to me that people are fucking still loading up boats and driving them through the water when this is going on. Like,
I guess that's how lucrative it is.
I guess so. But dude, is there enough money on the planet, bro? You're dead, you know?
Well, I guess for some of these people, the chance of doing it is still there. So, but it's just wild to watch the media react to this. And then the useful idiots that follow them are like, oh, yeah, these committing war crimes. Like, shut up. They made that big deal about the double tap one that just happened 2 weeks ago, where they, you know, they took out the boat and then there were survivors and they hit them again.
Right.
Like, oh my God, it's a war crime, blah, blah, blah. It's like, no.
Why though? Like, why? Because they didn't kill him in the first strike.
Oh yeah, because they thought it was inhumane to hit him again. They were just innocent survivors at that point. It's like, no, they were trying to get the drugs and put them into another boat. Like, they were gathering up in the water. They're gathering up the fucking bales of drugs, and they're gonna try to get another boat to come and get them. It's like, no, that's double trap drone strikes actually were, I think, proliferated by Obama.
Oh, I'm sure.
Just to make sure everyone's fucking dead. Because that's what you're trying to do. So, like, again, did you say anything about that? No, you didn't. Because, oh, it has a D behind his name, so it's fine.
Right. Gotta love it.
Yeah, you gotta love it. The hypocrisy is hilarious at this point.
Yeah.
And what I love is that they don't even give a fuck. Like, Trump and Pegasus are like, whatever. You can keep, just keep yapping over there. Just keep talking.
Keep doing what they're doing. And then it seems like he took or commandeered a tanker filled with oil.
And I saw some dumbass lefty go, oh, that's what pirates do. Oh, yeah? That's what pirates do? No, pirates take them for ransom and then fucking try to get money out of it. We're cutting off the money to Venezuela with these ghost ships that are either going to China or Iran with their oil illegally.
Right. Right.
Period. Sorry. Justified.
Isn't it
great? It's like anything. The left has to constantly be anti-American, whatever the fuck it is. Just to resist Trump. Whatever the enemy wants to do, they're going to support. Like, oh, yeah, we got to save drug. Now they want to save drug runners. Before it was, you know, before they wanted to save, you know, illegal murderers in the country. They still want to let them in here. Because
open border, yeah.
The oppressed. Oh, my God. It's like, shut up with your. All it ever is resistance to Trump. It doesn't matter what it is. They just use that to be resistant to Trump. They don't actually give a fuck about any of these human beings, supposedly, that they claim that they do. They don't care.
But could you imagine being that up in arms against, you know, the Democratic president and he's doing a good job? Like, no, I would not be. I would be like, yes, let's go, dude. Do
Biden
you.
Did this shit, I'd be like, fuck yeah, dude. Great. Yeah. Close the border down. Start taking out drug boats. I'm like, yeah, dude. Go 100%. Go for it. I don't care what letters behind your name if you're doing common sense shit that benefits our country. I don't care.
So you got to wonder, man, like, is it that these, because it just seems so un-American to fucking be against all the good shit going on right now and like, you know, wanting open borders and wanting illegal people here and not knowing if they're, you know, terrorists and, you know, military age coming from China. Like, it's just crazy that you would want to be on board with all that stuff and fuck your country.
Well, it's from the elites, I've said before, it's weaponized empathy because that's what they're appealing to in their followers and their voters. The empathy of it, which I understand, like, okay, well, I want to be empathetic, but on the other hand, you got to understand that there are people in this world that want to fucking kill you as Americans. They don't like your way of life and they want to fucking, if they got the chance, they'd kill you in a heartbeat. And they were let into our country. They're roaming around here. And then, you know, like I said, so it's weaponized empathy from the elites to the voters. And then it's suicidal empathy for the voters. Are like, oh yeah, we got to let these people in. They're just here for a better life. No, they're not.
Yeah.
They're here to take our money, like the Somalis in friggin' Minnesota.
Tim Walls.
And or fucking kill you. Now, some of them are probably good people and are here to make a better life for themselves. And that's fine, but figure out how to come in legally.
Right.
That's what I love about just, you know, the lefties are like, we're a nation of immigrants. We're a nation of legal immigrants that came here for a better life and to assimilate into America, not illegal immigrants that are here trying to change their wherever they came from, like Somalia. They're trying to make fucking America more Somalian. It's like, no,
right.
Somalia's
you left
shit.
There. Yeah. You left there because it sucks. Don't bring it here.
Yeah, exactly. This is fucking crazy.
I mean, yeah, literally. And it's just crazy because like, radical Islamists, not to jump again, but it's just that religion could be, it's set up to be so peaceful. Like in the Quran, it says, if you kill one man, you're judged for killing all of mankind. And then these fuckers go and warp these words to where they could do these jihads and kill people. And it's okay. They're going to get their 70 fucking two virgins, whatever the hell it is.
Yeah. But there are also passages that basically say kill infidels. So whoever they deem as an infidel, they have permission to kill. They have permission to lie about their intentions in order to spread Islam further and further and recruit more and more people into it. Like, you know, so that they're allowed to basically lie and say, oh no, we're here to help you. We're nice. And at the right time, they're going to be like, oh, fuck you. We're killing you. You know?
Right. And I think I'm being maybe a little nice when I'm saying like it's a nice religion, peaceful. What religion that's nice makes like their women cover up and all that stuff. So I mean, maybe I'm a little
kills you if you leave the religion. Yeah, that's not a nice religion. It's
right.
Not. Sorry.
I try to give the benefit of the doubt, I think, and maybe I do it a little bit too much for some things, because, you know, if something's fucked up and persecuting people in that way, maybe it's not that good, you know?
No, it's not. It's not a good religion.
It's good for the male aspect of it, but I mean, is exactly. that, yeah.
That's what's crazy about these liberal white women that voted for like Mom Donnie and shit. And you see them on, you know, on their videos going, "We want Sharia law." It's like, no, you fucking don't.
You
are a fuck. And that's what I always say. Okay, you want Sharia law? Ship them to Palestine. Ship them to Saudi Arabia. Ship them to Iran. Go live under that and see how much you actually fucking want that.
If they wanted it, they couldn't be saying they want it open, like with their face out and stuff. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, are you crazy? Exactly. Yeah.
I just think one of the biggest fails of the last couple of years with the Israeli Palestine thing is when that whole group of lefties went to Egypt, try to get into Palestine, and the Egyptians wouldn't let them in. They ended up beating them up and stuff.
Right.
I was like, you should have let them all in, dude. They would see what happens to Westerners at the hands of these ideologically fucking crazy people. They would have, I mean, unfortunately, they would have all been killed or fucking raped or tortured. And that's what
we're here to help. Like, we're here to help. We're on your
Oh, exactly. Yeah. We voted for Biden. We're Democrats. Yay. Yeah. They would have all been killed or raped. And I'm just like, you know, and I don't want that to happen to them, but it's like, maybe you need to learn that fucking lesson. Maybe the world needs to see that. Like, okay, yeah, we're here. We're do-gooders. We're here. We care about the Palestinian people. Let them in. Oh, guess what? You're all fucking dead.
We're here and we're queer and we're dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's absurd, man. And I mean, it's, you know, it's a fact. I mean, you know how oppressive they are and how against gays they are and stuff like that. So it's like, I don't know why they would be for, you know, gays for Palestine or all that stuff. It just,
suicidal empathy. Wacky.
What's that?
Suicidal empathy. Exactly what it is.
Yeah. But it's like, for a person that's like thinks normally, it just doesn't make sense in my brain, you know?
No, well, because I mean, yeah, a vast majority of crazy leftists are actually crazy.
True. Yeah.
Sorry.
Well,
sorry.
That's what woke me up to. Well, you're now FDA is putting the black label on the vaccine.
Yep. Go figure.
Go figure, bro.
I don't know why they just don't ban it outright.
Right.
Like, I mean, a few episodes ago, I told the story. I was in line for, you know, to get a prescription filled. And there's this son and an older son and his older mother is probably in her 80s. And they're lining up to go get the COVID vax. I'm just like, what the fuck are you doing?
You're like, what, hey, are you doing? I got a
it
knife.
It doesn't work.
Slice your
it
throat.
Doesn't work. It doesn't stop you from getting it or transmitting it. And it fucking has all these crazy side effects. What are you doing? Either you don't know or you're just stupid and don't care. Which one is it?
Yeah. And I don't, so I mean, they got to know at this point. And then you got to just be fucking really crazy to be like, okay, this is a fact at this point. I mean, FDA is putting a black label on it.
Right.
And then
what they're going to do is, and I don't know, it's probably happened. They're going to say, oh, this is crazy RFK. He doesn't know what he's doing. He's anti-science. I can hear the fucking narrative already.
Yeah.
They think it's politically motivated. It's like, no, he actually, the vaccine is horrible. Like, it was never good. And he's actually trying to warn you about it and save your fucking life or save you from having these crazy turbo cancers and friggin' strokes and myocarditis and all the other side effects that are happening to people. He's trying to stop that from happening to you. And you're too ideologically captured to go, oh, wait a minute, maybe he is trying to help me. Instead, you're going, he's anti-science. I'm just going to keep getting it. It's like the dumbasses that went out and started taking Tylenol by the fucking boatloads because their Tylenol itself warns that overdosing on Tylenol can be fatal.
Right.
But then he says it, and then all these lefties are out like, I'm taking all this Tylenol. Look at me. They end up in the hospital like idiots. I mean, what the fuck?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Well, you can't fuck with stupid or
Well, that's true.
you know?
But, like, that's the other thing. Like, they always claim that they're the most highly educated. And da, 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 da. It's like, well, okay, great. You read a lot of books and you got a degree, but you don't have any fucking common sense.
Yeah, maybe being highly educated means you're easily led down the wrong path. You know, yeah. That could possibly be as well.
Exactly. And you're highly educated. You got a degree in friggin' feminism.
Yeah.
Great.
And yet you're not really a feminist.
Yeah, you want to let trans men go into women's bathrooms and the sports and stuff. Like, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. You're not. That's feminism is like the anti-feminism now. It's so crazy.
I mean, if you were like, what great way to stop the fucking women's movement than to get this like woke mind virus going and getting them on board, stopping their own. Yeah, we should let men in the women's room. Why not? Mm-hmm. If they feel like they're women, you know, they're like signing their own shit.
Exactly. It's like, oh, I feel like I'm black. Am I black? Are you going to call me black? Are you going to allow me to be black if I just say I'm black? No,
that'd
you're
be
not.
Cool. We could use the N word. Hey.
Right.
Black for a minute. I felt like I was black right there. That's why I'm saying this word. I identified as black right then and there.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, that's how crazy it could be. And then who's going to call me out on it? No, I identify as black. Don't you dare tell me otherwise.
Yes, you have to believe in what I'm telling you just because I say so.
Which is almost a little bit more believable because, like, I could get tan. Like, I could get my skin a little dark. You cannot get rid of your penis or grow a penis if you don't have one.
Right.
But hey now.
But like I said, I always say I'm all for trans people. They can do their thing and, you know, they want to dress up as opposite sex and do that thing. That's cool. Go ahead. Have fun with that.
Yeah.
But, like, leave the kids alone.
That's it. Yeah, we don't need fucking trans story hour. Like, that's weird.
Exactly. Yeah, cross-dressing story hour. It is unnecessary for five-year-olds. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah. It's strange, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even, like, as a kid, like, that there was a movie, Tu Wong Fu, and you see Patrick Swayze and Wesley Snipes.
Yeah.
Dress up as chicks. And just as a kid watching, I'm like, I don't know if I want to watch this movie. Not
right.
Again, like, I'm not against anything, but it just was like, I'm like, I don't know if I want to, you know, look at that.
I actually never watched that movie. I mean, I know of it, but I've never watched it because I was just like, why am I watching men dress up as women?
Right.
Whatever.
I could do that on my own. what is the guy from I Look Good, You Want to Fuck Me?
I'd fuck creepy. Me.
I'd fuck me.
It's Buffalo Bill from
Buffalo Bill.
Silence of the Lamb.
Great movie, dude.
Oh,
great movie. Yeah. Is that based on a real story?
Buffalo Bill, the character, is based on he's based on kind of Ed Gein.
Oh, God.
Yes. Ed Gein inspired Texas Chainsaw Massacre, Silence of the Lambs character. There's a couple other movie serial killers that he inspired.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of. I knew them all a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Oh, Psycho. The
Psycho,
mother.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hitchcock. Mm-hmm.
The Mother Complex. The leather face. The wearing the skin of other people. And God damn, the guy was crazy. I started watching that. I couldn't even get. I got through like the first episode, and I was like, man, this is fucking. I don't mind dark
real
shit. But it's crazy. I mean, that guy was fucking dark.
Dark. And it's so real. It's like, you know, you maybe didn't get to it, but like the town, like, knew the guy and like were saying like, oh, it can't be Ed doing that. Like, he's such a nice guy, blah, 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 blah. So it shows like your neighbor that you think you know oh so well could be fucking a creeper.
Mm-hmm. Could be a freaking serial killer.
Yeah.
Digging up corpses and shit. Jesus Christ.
Isn't that strange, dude? Like, so not only is he killing people and skinning them, but then he's going and digging up old graves and fucking doing it. Like,
ugh.
I mean, I've never smelt rotting flesh or anything, but just like from the vibe you get like of it in movies and stuff like that, you would think it's like the most putrid smell.
Not pleasant, apparently, yes.
No, dude. And like, just going into a graveyard at night, digging up a fucking grave. Like, I'm scared talking about it. And this dude's doing it, you know?
Right. Exactly.
What the fuck, man?
It's frightening.
That'd be a cool movie where the serial killer gets scared by another killer. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's doing his killing, and then there's another killer right. coming after him. He's like, oh, yeah. shit.
That could be interesting. A serial killer of serial killers. That's a good movie.
yeah. Let's go, dude.
he hunts him down, fucking kills him.
Boom. It's basically
like Batman of serial killers.
Yes. It's like Dexter, but better.
Yes. Dexter was fucking, I mean, I like Dexter, but it's fucking funny. Like, every time he got out of it, you're like, oh, he's caught now. No.
Yeah.
He got out of it somehow. He talked his way out of it or did something. Many times. It's like, come on, man.
that one black cop knew he, Dobes or Dobbs or something. He,
right, yes, yeah.
He always knew, but couldn't pinpoint it. Mm-hmm. It's like, you're fucking weird, Dexter or Morgan, whatever the fuck he called him. Those two were dating or they got married, I think, Dexter and his sister on the show, but then life. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They were hooking up for a minute.
I mean, you know, co-star on a series, you're around each other a lot. What do you think's going to happen?
I know, but come on, get a little bit more original, dude. it's happened so many times. Well, bang the director, something, you know?
She's probably one of the hottest chicks on the set. You know, whatever.
Totally.
With her every day.
Yeah, you know what's cool about her is, like, she could, float into, like, a little too manly for me to, like, really hot, you know, because she kind of has, like, butch shoulders at times, and she's kind of tough, you know?
Yeah, true. What was her name?
Deb.
The actress.
Deb. I don't... Deborah Morgan. I don't know the name of her. Mm. Bob A. That sounds like a job for Bob A. But he might be listening to another show.
Yeah, Chouteau, back to Joe Chouteau, says, with Big Pharma, the cure is usually worse than the disease. Absolutely, 100%. That's what they're finding about all these childhood vaccines. I think they're banning the hepatitis B vaccine for kids, which is great. I've been saying that for, like, what 6 month old or however old they are when they're, that why do you need a vaccine for a sexually transmitted disease?
Yeah.
That's 6 months old. Never made fucking sense.
No. Especially, like, if it's something, like, you could catch from the parent, like, your parent better have it then if they're giving it to you. You know what I'm saying? Like, because otherwise there's no way you're getting it.
Right.
Jennifer Carpenter said, yes.
There you go. Perfect. Yeah, it's insane. Like, and, you know, most of the, I mean, I know a lot about this because, you know, my ex and I, we did a lot of research when our son was born, and most of the vaccines they give you are for diseases that are
dead.
Rarely, if ever, going to kill you.
Yeah.
Rarely.
And a lot of them were cured by, like, cleanliness or something.
Yeah, most of them are taken care of just by having sanitary conditions. Absolutely, yeah. Yeah.
Chad, let me ask you this. Do you think when COVID first happened, if everybody actually did quarantine, they could have stopped the spread? Like, if they... Like, there wasn't anything essential, like, because supermarkets, then it's going to spread and stuff there. But if they were actually able to do a full lockdown and, like, your food got delivered, they might have been able to stop it that way.
Maybe. I don't know.
And the next one, is that what they say to us? Like, the way we have to do it now is a full lockdown. Nothing's essential. We're bringing stuff to you now.
Based on what happened last time, I would be like, fuck off. But they just did a study in Germany that I saw where they basically determined that 90% of the PCR tests were false positive.
What is the PCR test?
That was the main test that they would use to detect COVID.
Oh, wow.
And the guy who invented the PCR test, he died before COVID, but he said before even COVID happened, he's like, you can, the way the PCR test works is that you can pump it up to detect anything. So if you pump it up high enough, you can detect anything inside somebody. You're like, oh, they have herpes, but they don't. But so most of these PCR tests that people took, which was the main test for a long time, were 90% were false positive, which means not as many people had it as you fucking thought.
Wow.
Not nearly as many had it as you thought.
Wow.
It's the whole fucking thing was a goddamn scam, dude.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, people died. Yes, people died, but they were people that were going to die anyway. People die every day.
I think
someone will come in for a car crash They happened to have detect COVID to them. They died from COVID.
Yep. Nobody had the flu those years.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Nobody had flu in 2020. Just went away. Everybody had COVID. It's like, no. Everyone had fucking flu. And because it's the same, flu is probably worse than COVID.
Right. I think they're attributing like 7.9 million deaths or something to COVID. But majority of them, like you said, it could have been a car, or half of them could have been a car accident, flu, fucking whatever. But everything was COVID at that point.
There were other mortalities. I mean, yeah. People being completely obese, that affected it. People that would normally die anyway from a disease, like I said, like they heart disease or something. If they were in the hospital for whatever else, and they tested them for COVID, and now we know that 90% of the tests, the PCR tests, were false positive, that person dies. That's COVID. They die from COVID. Yep. That's how they pumped it all up.
Yeah. And isn't it crazy, though, that they were actually killing majority of the people in the beginning by intubating them and putting...
They put them on the ventilator. That was a death sentence. And remdesivir fucking killed them, too.
Oh, really?
Yes. Remdesivir basically killed everybody they put it on.
And meanwhile... But
the whole thing was that there were all financial incentives for all those steps. You get admitted, the hospital gets money. This is all from the federal government. You get admitted, the hospital gets money. You stay in the hospital, they get money. Have to go on the... Like, it just had steps until you got to the ventilator. They got more and more money.
Right.
When someone died, they got money.
Yeah. That was the ultimate cachet. If they died of COVID, boom, cha-ching.
It's like, so if it's a true pandemic and people are really dying, why are the hospitals incentivized to keep people dying?
Right.
With money. You ever think about that?
Fucking A, man. So many mistakes were made. Dude. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, listen, they prayed on those mistakes being made, though, because they prayed on this whole, like, oh, my God, it's this big thing, and you got to be scared of it, and you can't fucking go out of your house, and you can't do this, and you can't do that, because it's for your safety, blah, 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 blah. And if there is an actual pandemic one day that is actually like really, really
deadly,
bad,
yeah,
really deadly at this point, a lot of people are just not going to fucking pay attention. But all the bullshit they already put you through.
Right. A lot of people are going to have to
run
die.
To show your control.
Well, I was just going to say a lot of people probably would have to die. Like 50 million people would probably have to die before people are like, oh shit, maybe we should stop.
No.
And locked down or something.
Well, but then, early on when people started getting it and dying, I kept everything I could find online for mortality rates. I just kept looking for that COVID mortality code. And it was all like 0.09%. I'm like, this isn't like, we're not going to fucking die from this.
Right.
It's about the same as the flu. If not a little bit worse than the flu, worse than that, it's less people are dying from it than the flu.
Yeah, so like better then.
Yeah.
Or, yeah.
Better, yes. But so that's all I kept looking at. I'm like, why the fuck are we reacting like this? I'm like, this is insane.
Right.
What's going on? Based on this mortality rate of 0.009%, whatever it was extremely low. I'm like, why? If it was like 20%, 30%, yeah, okay, maybe that would warrant this kind of response.
Right.
But like, instead of quarantining the vulnerable, the people that have, other health problems, you quarantined everybody.
Yep.
What?
Because they weren't.
I saw this funny thing the other day. It's like, I have my big, heavy winter jacket on. It's cold outside. You have to put your winter jacket on because it's cold outside, because that helps me.
Yeah.
Same thing with a vaccine. Oh, I have my vaccine. You don't have your vaccine. You're a danger to me. It's like, no, you're vaccinated.
Yeah. Duh.
I've always said that. Even when back in the day with the kids, like this is what they always say, that the children that are at the schools that aren't vaccinated put the other kids in danger. It's like, well, if the vaccines fucking work to stop mumps, measles, rubella, then what does it fucking matter if a kid whose parents don't want them to have the vaccine is not vaccinated? That does not put you in danger in your theory, because the vaccine protects you.
Yeah. How do they answer that? Well,
yeah.
I care about your kid.
Oh, you're just a bad person. You're racist.
Yeah, that's it.
You're killing grandma. Yeah.
Go right to racist. And then you're like, then you got to defend yourself not being racist. So they throw you off track.
That's their fucking tactics, dude. This is what they do. This is.
But at least we caught them in it. At least some people are hip to it now, so they can't do it as well as they did. You know what I'm saying? They're going to have to come up with another way to dupe us, mm-hmm. which is going to be like really good AI to give you visuals on screen. Like, this is happening. Oh, these yeah. people are. Yeah. Uh-huh. And then when you can't discern, you're like, oh, shit, maybe that is going on. Yeah. You know, like, then it's a real fucking theater.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, because you were saying, you know, why did we react like this way to, you know, with the COVID and stuff like that? Because I don't think we were reacting. We were acting. We put that virus out there. It didn't leak from the lab. It fucking came from the lab, but on purpose. And then purposefully, they fucking gave us all the wrong information and didn't tell us any of the good drugs that would work, like ivermectin or like steroids and stuff for lung.
Hydroxychloroquine, yep.
Yep. So they literally weren't reacting. They had their script, knew exactly what they were doing with the shit coming out, and then gave us every bad thing to do. Oh, they're in there. They breathing problem. Put them on intubators. Get them intubated and blah, 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 blah. And then boom. Now all these deaths.
Well, like Tommy says, they also want to see who they could control. Exactly. Yes. They want to who just fall in line like fucking lemmings. Here you go.
But it was the whole world that fell. It wasn't even like if it just was like the United States that was shutting shit down, but like every country jumped on board. So it's like mm-hmm. they followed the leader, like they were probably predicting they would do.
Yep.
And the greatest president ever was, you know, calling it the China flu because it came from China out of that lab, which That's is a racist. Good way to start the conversation.
Exactly.
It really is. It came from China. We'll call it the China flu. We're going to figure out.
Yeah, you remember fucking Pelosi? Like, he called it the China flu, and now she's in Chinatown in San Francisco at the beginning of this. If it's so fucking deadly and scary, she's parading around Chinatown with no mask saying, look, we're all safe, blah, blah, blah. And then the kicker was, you know, like it or not, Trump, you know, fast-tracked the vaccine, whether that was a good thing or not. The Democrats, before they got elected, were like, we're never taking that. Oh, my right. God, we don't know what's going on with that thing. They get in the office and like, your mandate is to take it. Get it in you now or you get yep. fired from your fucking job. And I can't believe that people saw that happening and didn't go, wait a minute. You just said two yep. weeks ago, before Trump was not in office anymore, you're like bashing the vaccine. You're not going to take it because he, you know, did what do they call that? Warp speed or whatever the fuck he did.
Warp speed, yeah.
Yeah, because he brought it, you know, he was responsible for getting it to market. You were saying it's this bad thing, you're never going to take it, but now you're in office in the exact same project. You're like, take it. Everyone has to
right.
take it. Like, what?
And meanwhile, though, Trump himself, like, maybe he did the warp speed, like, gave him, like, carte blanche to go through and rush, like, the vaccine, but he wasn't, like, coming up with the formula for it or anything like that.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, and that's kind of like, they already had it because they knew it was fucking going to happen.
Yes, they already had the solution that didn't work, mm-hmm. you know,
mm-hmm.
which is crazy, bro. Like, what are you shooting into people? Okay, I don't believe that they're nanobots and all that stuff, but like, what are you shooting into people as your experiment?
Right.
And what did you shoot into fucking President Biden on TV? Because I know it wasn't this.
Oh, fucking saline. Yeah, they shot him with saline. They shot all those fucking leaders with saline. They weren't taking the fucking vax. They knew. And no fucking way.
Like, that's what's shady. Like, you should be able to go into Dr. Fauci and fucking see he's got mRNA in him somewhere. You know what I'm saying? Like, you should be able to backtrack that. Did you take it, dude? Because you were the one pushing it. Which one did you take? Moderna? Mm-hmm. Pfizer? Johnson & Johnson?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and then Johnson & Johnson was pulled not too long after. Like, that should have been another wake-up call for people. Like, when one of the three is pulled, you should be questioning the other two.
Fauci should be in jail, Ben Lentz. You're exactly right.
Yes, sir. So hopefully our fearless leader is on top of all this. Hopefully he's on top of whoever tried to take him out.
I just saw one of the commentators I watch on YouTube. Dr. Steve Turley. He was saying that there's a bit of fatigue starting to build in the MAGA movement or in Republicans that are like, you need to start putting people in jail, like, for the shit that's fucking happened. Like, stop fucking around. Like, there needs to be consequences for these people.
You watching anything with Luigi Mangione, his trial? I mean, I'm not watching it at all, but I'm just catching little clips here and there. Supposedly, he might get off.
Really?
Yeah. The prosecution fucked up. Like, when the cops originally arrested him, they didn't read him his Miranda rights. Because, what? Yeah.
That's, oh my God. Are you serious?
Yep.
Jesus.
That's one of the technicalities that they're going on. And the cops were saying, like, well, we didn't even realize we were arresting him at the time because we were questioning him, seeing if it was him and blah, 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 blah. So who knows? He might get off.
Dude, that's so rookie right there. I mean, yeah, but at some point you knew whoever the cop was knew that he was arresting him.
Right.
Miranda rights immediately. Yep. Come on. That's Come fucking on. Insane.
Yep. And
of course, the left's going to celebrate that because they celebrate murder.
Yeah.
Look, he got off. He killed the guy. Like, oh, God, it's fucking crazy, man. That's so nuts.
Yeah. And then what does that do to, you know, that just.
What's that do to the next guy that wants to go out and fucking murder a CEO?
Exactly. And emboldens him.
Exactly.
At least it would. If I was, you know, part of that, you know, crew, I'd be like, oh, look, he got off. Yeah, man. Just nuts. So we shall see.
Puffy Doc. Now, I haven't watched it yet. I started watching it. I haven't finished it yet.
I did, Joe. I'm gonna do a round two on it, I think, because it was just a lot in there.
Yeah, I started watching it. And I kind of got bored and
distracted.
I'll watch it.
It, like, episodes 2 and 3. Not that it gets boring, but it, like, kind of go. It, like, seems to, like, go into, like, Biggie and Tupac, like, shit that kind of, you know, is not really part of this, but that he has some you know, could have been a part of.
Right. The fuck was that?
Yeah, but definitely recommend checking that out, folks. And Bobby's been telling everybody to go check out whatever show. I forget.
Seeing if I downloaded it. Let's see here.
Absurdin or something. Bobby, why don't you come on and tell me the show? What was the show you kept
calling? Pluribus. It's on Apple TV.
Right. There we go. Pluribus. And Pluribus. Brief synopsis is what?
Alien? My synopsis? Oh, yeah. It's about aliens that create a hive mind out of all of the world, pretty much. Cool. Except for 13 people that are able to, like, dodge the virus. So we're at episode 7 now.
That's the latest one that's out?
Yeah, it's pretty good. Actually, Stranger Things new episodes came out today too.
Oh, nice!
Oh, right.
I got a flight on Saturday. I just downloaded the Puffy thing, and maybe I'll download the other 4 episodes. Is it 4 more episodes?
Yeah, I think they're doing 4, 4, and 2.
Oh, really? Okay. Interesting.
I want you guys to check this out. Did you know about this, Mr. Zelensky? Nationality, Israeli.
What?
Yeah.
What?
He's an Israeli. Yeah, it's real. Absolutely. Here I share to the world Zelensky's real and authentic passport, uncensored. This passport states that he has Israeli nationality. He is Jewish. He is from Israel. People should know the truth. They thought he was Ukrainian. He is not. He is not from Ukraine.
Huh.
Yeah.
Allegedly, we're going to say, folks.
All right, now I have one more thing I want to show you, and it has to deal with the supposed 6 million that were killed. All right, so here's the math. 5 years, that's 1,826 days. 1,826 days is 44,000 hours. 44,000 hours is 2,700,000 minutes. So 6 million Jews divided by 2,700,000 minutes would equal 2,281 Jews per minute. How does that equal? How does the math ain't mathing? It's not.
I don't even get what it's trying to do, though.
The math, what?
I don't even get the Holocaust here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's about the Holocaust, about how they're always using it as their victim card, saying that 6 million of them are killed when I doubt 100,000 of them are killed.
Wait, so now Bobby doesn't believe in flat Earth, doesn't believe the Earth is flat, and he doesn't believe in the Holocaust? Bobby's a Holocaust denier?
Absolutely.
All right.
100%. 100%. Folks. Folks. So the gas chambers, they went to them, and there was water coming out. There were fucking showers. There was no gas chambers.
All right. I mean, maybe one, possibly, but... You gotta, maybe not.
And there's no way the logistics just don't equal 6 million, bro. Nowhere near it.
I heard it was more like 8 million. I heard it was more like 8 million. I don't know. I don't know.
It's just that would be 2,000 people a minute, bro. It's crazy. Doesn't make no sense.
Well, I mean, when you're just throwing them in ovens by the 20 full, you could kind of do that, you know.
Yeah, nah, that's not what happened.
Bombs and all that stuff. Well, I'm not going to say that that's a gracious two thought here, folks, but Bobby apparently thinks so. So go check it out. The Earth is flat and there was no Holocaust.
Bobby? I didn't say the Earth is flat. I'm still on the fence about that.
Okay, on the fence on that. Let's see what Joe Shuto said. He said they're saying the Bondi attack is a false flag.
That was definitely a false flag. Watch the video for it. It's so obvious that it was a false flag.
30 minutes for the police to even respond. It's fucking nuts.
It's so obvious. Remember Candace Owens said that within the next 2 weeks, about 2 weeks ago, something would happen?
Yeah.
Was false flag leading to what?
Just more Jew stuff. Just more Jew crying about anti-Semitism. You know, it's what it is. It's what it is. I'm going to be real, bro. It's what it is.
Well, then, instead of alrighty then, I'm starting a new one. Well, then, alrighty then. Thank you for that, Bobby. That was a good update.
you got to do my job, bro.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. The one and only Bobby, folks. That's what I'm talking about. Okay. I'm going to have to do some research into some of those things,
Chad. Going off the deep end, Jason.
Well, supposedly the Charlie Kirk assassinator was going to kill her as well. I don't know. I got to do some more deep diving into that. But Candace Owens is, you got to love the chick, man. She's not afraid to take on the haters. And she's very
She was very promising. Now she's fucking going off the deep end with the shit. It's like crazy, man.
Do you think she's going like to get followers? Like that's why she's going so far crazy?
I don't know what her fucking motivation is. Not sure.
She seemed so on point like 6 months ago. You know?
Yeah, I was like, man, I would have voted for her for office or Congress or fuck female president one day, but now she's just going off the fucking deep end. It's wild.
Welp, sad to see. Sad to see. That is correct, Jason. Good little gracious too.
The thoughts and perspectives presented by Bobby are not the thoughts and perspective of the gracious few.
Yes.
The gracious two, excuse me.
Disclaimer.
Let's hit our sponsors.
Oh, good freaking Chad. Gotta love it. Let's go here. Ba-bum, bum, bum. Don't forget, there's our QR code to scan. Bring it to our deals page. You got Eric Javits, Old Glory, and Good Feels. Eric Javits is your high-end fashion line for the ladies and men out there. Old Glory, good old rock and roll memorabilia, and Good Feels. My seltzers and drops. Nothing better than them. And they're no calories, folks.
There you
go. Yeah, you get those THC drinks that have all the sugar and stuff in them. These ones do not. So scan them up. Get your 15 to 20% off depending on which one you use. I believe it's 20% for Eric Javits, 20% for Good Feels, and 15% for Old Glory. We are working with some other... Good, I'm sorry.
I said boom. Sorry.
Oh, boom. We are in talks with some other sponsors too, but we only want to bring on people that we are feeling their products and all that jazz.
Mm-hmm.
If Absolutely. We like it, we partner with them. If not, fuck off.
Fuck off. I love those yeah. t-shirts. I wanted to get one of those.
That says fuck off?
Oh, it says it's a chicken and it says F caw. Oh no, F cough. So it's like F and then C A F or something like F C A W F. So it says fuck off.
Fuck off. Yeah, I like fuck it. Off. Rock on.
Yeah.
What else? I think we summed up.
Yeah. Please like, subscribe, share, follow.
Yes.
Comment. All those good things.
All you folks in the chats, please share the episode for the algorithm. Tell your friends about The Gracious 2. Let them know that we're looking for them. Hop on this journey with us. Come on, come on.
Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thank you. Sorry for being late. I'll try to, if that ever happens again, to preempt, but I didn't think it was going to happen. We're going black.
Peace.